Eric Martin. Eric Douglas, Douglas Martin, Martin, 10/30/69. Let's see, 55-year-old gentleman comes in with sinus pressure, ear pain, vertigo. Also has had nausea because of his vertigo, most likely. Has had no diarrhea, no vomiting, mild epigastric pain, postnasal drainage, history of leg pain and arm pain, period. Any paragraph? Eric is a 55-year-old gentleman, married, works for Intergy, married 34 years, has one child, comes in with above-mentioned symptoms and review of system for the past 3 to the month or so period. Allergy none, COVID immunizations up to date, medical problems negative, blood pressure is elevated. He says when he goes to the doctor's office, blood pressure is elevated, or when he's at the dentist. Medications none, surgery, kidney stone surgery times 5, right knee surgery, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with his wife. Family history, mom and dad have had prostate cancer, hypertension, diabetes, Agent Orange exposure, hypertension, no colon cancer reported. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Review of system as above, 286 pounds, obese, 98%, 97.8, 2071, 148 over 91. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, next to JVD, TMs are red, push to inflammatory is red and inflamed. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, vertigo, most likely related to sinusitis. Number three, check carotid arteries, which are totally open. Next one is LVH, next one is RVH. Next one is blood pressure elevated. Next one is we check his blood pressure at home and call me in the next week. Next one is check blood work. He wants to check his blood work. We'll check his blood work today, fasting. Next one is check testosterone level. Next number is a Z-Pack and a Medrol dose pack given. Next number is Rosef and a Decadron given. Next number is lymphadenopathy mild. Next number is gallstone, no evidence of gallstones in face of nausea. Next one is mild BPH. Next one is leg pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next one is findings discussed with Eric, and we'll discuss blood work with him, and he'll call me with the blood pressure in the next week or two with at least a few readings, since he says they're always normal at home. Thank you.